White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki recently seemed to mock the idea of the federal government supplying its citizens with rapid at-home COVID-19 tests. Here she is speaking on December 6th, touting a Biden administration initiative to force health insurance companies to reimburse consumers for over-the-counter rapid tests.
Refunded means 150 million Americans will be able to get free tests.
That's when NPR's White House correspondent Mara Liasson interjected.
Complicated, though. Why not just make them free and give them out and have them available everywhere?
Should we just send one to every American?
That's nearly what public health officials in Alaska are trying to do. Soon, free at-home tests will be freely available to anyone around the state who wants one.
Yeah, so we did receive some antigen at-home test kits. They do come, two kits, two a box. Super convenient. You have test results in 10 minutes.
That's State Public Health Nurse Manager Jen Bergen here in Ketchikan. She says the tests are
super convenient for folks, that are, one, going to be traveling to, large gatherings, or they're symptomatic.
They haven't arrived in Ketchikan just yet, at least not for the general public, but nurses at Ketchikan Public Health Center are currently using them to screen people in high-risk settings like shelters and nursing homes. But Bergen says they're expected to be here in the next 2 weeks, and when they do, they'll be freely available, within reason, two kits per household, at least at first. Each package contains two rapid tests. If the first one is negative, Bergen says you're supposed to take the second one 24 to 36 hours later.
You really do need two negatives to be sure that you're good and don't have COVID.
Rapid testing isn't a foolproof way of keeping COVID-19 out of holiday gatherings. Bergen says ideally they're another layer of protection on top of other methods, wearing masks, getting vaccinated, and limiting the size of gatherings. But she says it's also a convenient layer of protection for people who might be less willing to take other precautions.
This is a great way to kind of compromise on, families are dynamic. They all have different viewpoints and reasonings behind their actions. So this is a great way to be like, I'm not really comfortable getting vaccinated, but I will test before I come in and visit.
Bergen says the tests are funded by a state grant. They've already started showing up in other communities.
So this is a statewide program. So you are going to start seeing most communities offer this. And it's being done differently in each community. Some communities like Petersburg, you're seeing them given out at the local library. It's really at wherever there's capacity and then high flow of people that might actually come and get them.
Health officials at Craig Public Health Center on Prince of Wales Island say they're already distributing the kits freely, two per household. City officials in Juneau this month have been handing out free test kits at public libraries and rec centers. They're also available at the Sitka Public Health Center, and local officials say they'll also be available in Haines soon. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.